Filmmaker Kim Rocco Shields is here to talk about her award-winning short, Love Is All You Need, that's about to become a full-length feature and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Rocco.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Excellent, excellent.
Tell us about Love Is All You Need.
Love Is All You Need is a project that started as a short film, and I knew I had to start it as a short film in order to show how this idea could impact the world. And basically, it's a short film about a little girl who is bullied. However, there's a small twist. The girl is bullied because she has a crush on a boy at school. In this film, everything is reversed. So homosexuality is the norm and heterosexuality is taboo. And we decided to do the short from the perspective of a 12-year-old girl so we could really get to the root of bullying and to the root of human rights and prejudice and what that really means in society. We traveled around with the short and won some festival awards and last year went viral, and since it's gone to over 30 million people. And it's amazing to see the impact of how it's opened minds just with this simple reversal. It allows people to walk a mile in someone else's shoes and really take a look at these issues from a different lens. That being said, we have always wanted to make it a feature film to hit even more than just this viral audience. We have the help of Hollywood and some celebs, and we want to create bigger visibility because, unlike other gay films, this film has the potential to also reach the mainstream market. And by reaching the mainstream market, we can open their minds as well and really take human rights, GLBT issues, to the forefront of media, because media is one of the most powerful forms of communication in our day.
What was your inspiration for producing it?
Well, a few years ago, all over the news were stories of these kids taking their lives because they were bullied. It's when bullying really hit the forefront of the public eye. And everyone on the television and the radio and all over the newspapers were saying, I don't understand how these young kids, 11, 12, 13 years old, could be committing suicide, such a devastating act, just because they're bullied. It doesn't make any sense. And I thought to myself, well, if the tables were turned, they would understand. Hence, the project was born. The most important thing about this short film and the feature film is it's all true stories of what has actually happened in this world, but just flipped and fictionalized. So everything is rooted in reality, which I think is one of the most powerful things, because by flipping the script and showing very real-life scenarios, we're able to raise awareness about these issues.
You're launching an Indiegogo campaign to complete your funding. Tell us about that.
We're launching an Indiegogo campaign because we've been trying to get this feature off the ground for quite a while now. And because it doesn't fit into any box and it's never been done before, it's quite a hard one to do, especially in the Hollywood studio system. Also, if it's done by anyone else, it could become more of a joke than rooted in reality. And we have been very choosy in how we are going to make it in order to create the most impact for our community. That being said, we're launching an Indiegogo campaign May 13th, and we're hoping that all the people that have been impacted, everyone that's seen it, the 30 million people, if everybody just gives $1 to this campaign, we'll be able to make the most beautiful movie and be able to heighten awareness of LGBT issues all over the world.
What would you like to accomplish with this film?
What I want to accomplish with this film is I want to step outside of the box that gay and lesbian, bi, transgendered films are put in, which is a very small, narrow audience. And I want to go to the mainstream and really impact mainstream audience with these issues that our community face every day. And I really just want to change the world. I really think this will open people's eyes and raise awareness about these issues.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment to LGBT civil rights is through the power of cinema, we can make a difference and we can impact the world. I give this lecture at different universities around the United States about how to use media for social change. And in short, basically, we can track media, television, film as a springboard to represent minority cultures and bring them to public awareness. It was done with the African American community, and it's been done with several other minority communities. And the more we can show these people on cinema, we can make them less of an other and more just part of society. So I dream for a day when we see gay characters on TV and the storylines are not about them being gay. I really think that a film like this can really open up people's eyes and really make them understand, because it allows them to put the shoe on the other foot and really walk a mile in LGBT civil rights issues.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in 2014?
I think we are making such strong strides for LGBT equality in the United States, in the world right now. Unfortunately, there are still some places where it is taboo and it is scorned upon. It's really interesting because we think that our country has been so forward-thinking, and it has, but there is still room for improvement. We just went to Florida because a teacher showed the short film in his classroom, and the community was outraged that he would show any sort of content to push, quote-unquote, the gay agenda, and he was going to be fired for it, which was outrageous to us because here in liberal California, we have the support of the Los Angeles School District, in addition to GLSEN, to use the short film as an educational resource for kids in schools. So the fact that a teacher showed this in Florida and was about to be fired for it was very interesting to us, and it shows us that there are still some pockets in this world and in this country where we still need to make advances for LGBT equality. And we're hoping that the feature film with mainstream actors will do so.
You know, as we've been talking, you know, LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
There's a message at the end of the short, and it says, never be afraid to be who you are. You are unique. And I don't think that being different is a reason for anyone to take their own life. We are presented with the biggest gift in the world when we're born, and that is life. And to cut that short, I think, is so sad. And for anyone to go into that dark place, my heart goes out to them. So if you feel that you are not part of your community and you feel that you are different, you should take pride in that, and you shouldn't be ashamed, because that's what the world thrives on, is human differences.
How can people get information about Love Is All You Need and the Indiegogo campaign?
All you need to do is go to www.loveisallyouneedthemovie.com, and you'll find everything you need to know about this one.
What are the projects that you're working on?
Well, the most amazing thing about all of this is we're not just a few individuals trying to make a movie. We're a team. Our company is called Genius Pictures, and we make socially relevant content, content that can impact the world and raise visibility for not just the LGBT community, but other communities as well. We have several different TV projects in the works, as well as feature films, one of which is highlighting a woman who is an amputee because of being in the military and being in war and combat, and she is forced to come back to the United States and cope with her life as an amputee, and I'm really excited to work on this because it gives a whole other kind of lens to our veterans and our handicapped people in the United States. We also have a film called Super Mike. It's about a boy who has cancer and his one wish is to become a superhero, and it's about a town that comes together to make his last dream come true. It's a very sweet film, so we're also excited about that.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish that people would ask, how can I help? Because there have been so many people that I'm so blessed to have come to the table to really help get this film off the ground. I'm excited to announce our partnership with GLSEN. This is really exciting because they have jumped on board finished films before, and they have helped put them into schools and helped push the visibility of these, but only when they were finished. This film, prior to its completion, they have jumped aboard, and they're helping me shape a wonderful, beautiful film that not only presents LGBT issues, but also is designed to educate people all over the world. I'm also very happy to announce that we have a sponsorship from the Heart Productions. Their main goal is to bring to fruition movies that make a difference and also films that don't fit into a box, which is exactly what our film is. We're excited to have the godmother of modern independent film, Carol Dean, aboard the project, who was the first person to make film available to independent filmmakers.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
This movie has been an upward battle because it doesn't fit into any box that Hollywood is used to. But I firmly believe that one of my missions in this life was to create this movie and to create movies that will impact human rights and the world. And my favorite quote that gets me through this is, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world," by Nelson Mandela. And education can come in many forms. It could come from visual education. It could come from audio education. It could come from people teaching. It could come from people talking. And this film hits all of those points of education. So I believe that film can be an educational tool. And in essence, film is one of the most powerful weapons that we can use to change the world.